Professional bull riding will be in Ballarat this weekend. I think it is happening this Saturday at the Ballarat Showgrounds. I reckon a lot of people will be going along to this. Some will be barracking for the bull riders, I'm sure. I reckon, though, a few might be barracking for the bulls. And I suspect that our next guest has a foot in both camps. Jody Ruland has joined us. Good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Not too bad, thank you. And when I say that you've got a foot in both camps, I imagine that you've probably got some sympathy for bull riders, but also some of the bulls as well.
You're exactly right in that regard. Yeah, my husband's an ex-bull rider. My son's a bull rider, and I also own some bucking bulls. So definitely get quite torn at times about who to barrack for.
Have to ask the question, Jody. Have you ever ridden a bull yourself?
Absolutely not. I've done plenty in the chute, a lot of chute training on our younger bulls and that kind of thing, but I definitely keep the gate closed. I'll leave that for the boys.
Do you, when you have a bull entered, do you sort of cheer for them, barrack for them, give them a bit of love
definitely.
From the crowd?
Yeah, definitely. You like to, you know, the bulls are a great big part of the sport and they're just as much of an athlete as the riders are. So I definitely have a soft spot for my bulls, but at the same time, I'm not one of those contractors that like to go and see the guys get bucked off. I'd rather see my bull perform really well and the rider perform well and have a great outcome with a really good score.
How do you breed a great bull for bull riding?
Oh, well, when you find that out, let me know, because it'd be really handy. So it's a little bit hit and miss. A lot of the time, the really good genetics can come from the female side, we've found, but you could have two really proven animals, you know, a great bucking bull and a really good cow, and end up with a dud. So it's a bit like the boys. It's just the animal either wants to do it or they don't want to. So, you know, you're either a runner or you're not. You're either a swimmer or you're not. And it's the same with the bulls. They either they buck or they don't, and it's purely up to their personality, to be honest.
I've always wondered, there are bronco riders. I think that's still a term that you can use in Australia.
Yep.
Certainly the horse riders, the bucking horses, and you've also got the bulls. Which is the hardest for someone to learn to ride and why?
Good question, actually. Well, go back to my dad. He rode all three rough stock events. So he was a bull rider, a saddle bronc rider, and a bareback rider. And each of those disciplines is different. You find bull riders and bareback riders, especially, are your smaller, wirier built kind of cowboys. But those two events are completely opposite. In your bull riding, you want to be sitting up nice and square on your bulls. And in your bareback riding, you're laid back on your horse. So it really is up to the individual. And I've got a lot of admiration for the guys that can do both, because they are a completely different event from one another.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Jody. It's certainly fascinating, even if this isn't necessarily your usual go-to. We'll be at the showgrounds, the Ballarat Showgrounds, this Saturday. It all starts at around about 7 o'clock. Gates open at 5 p.m.